So how do we ensure that things we learn, we can implement, don't get lost? As they say, use it or lose it. So let's say that the Bhagavad Gita's approach to yoga is not at all dogmatic. It is invitational and experiential. What the Bhagavad Gita says is pratyekshavagamam dharmyam susukham karmam. It says that this is a process that can be practically experienced. Pratyekshavagam, direct experience. So if we hear something and if we try it out, and we try it out for some time and check whether it works. And after it works, also we may feel inspired to do it for some time. But somehow, even things that work are taken away by our other work. So that's how often something which is useful we learn, we lose that. So it's important as much as possible to try to have the company of those who are trying something which we want to try. Because then we can become something akin to spiritual explorers. Explorers in the territory of consciousness. So, okay, just as you may have heard some adventure stories, somebody goes to the climbs the top of Mount Everest, or somebody goes to Antarctica. So if people are going together, they exchange their votes. Okay, I went this way, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. And then they can, so like that, if we have some friends with whom we try things out, then that sharing of our experiences and sharing of our epiphanies, it has a synergistic and symbiotic effect. And then not only will the learning become deeper, but it lasts longer. It becomes more transformational. So first by trying it, and ideally trying it with a few other friends, or making friends with those who are also trying it, that can help us to benefit in a sustainable and transformational way with that knowledge.